njegove glasovirske sonate.
Every first movement.
Svaki prvi stavak.
Maybe except the Moonlight Sonata. Right?
Možda osim mjesečeve sonate.
He was so much in love.
Toliko je bio zaljubljen.
When he was writing Moonlight Sonata.
Dok je pisao Moonlight Sonatu.
So in the love.
Da u ljubavi.
There's no struggle.
Tada nije bilo naprezanja, sukobljavanja.
When Beethoven was writing the Moonlight Sonata,
dok je pisao mjesečevu sonatu,
he was deeply in love with a 17 years old girl.
Bio je duboko zaljubljen u jednu 17 godišnjakinju.
I think he was 35 then.
A tada je on imao 35 godina.
Yeah. And that's why when you're in love,
kad ste zaljubljeni,
the struggle, contradiction between truth and
fact. Istine i činjenica nestaje.
Then usually the first movement is the struggle.
Zbog toga je toliko naprezanja u prvom stavku.
Then second, third movement is a hope.
A drugi i treći stavak su nada.
He's beginning to see the hope.
On počinje sagledavati nadu.
At the beginning he was kind of hopeless.
U početku je on na neki način beznadan.
Depressed.
Depresivan.
Then he's coming out of depression.
Ali tada izlazi iz depresije.
Oh, there is hope.
I javlja se nada.
Then third, fourth movement.
A treći i četvrti stavak.
Victory.
I su pobjeda.
Dun, dun, da, 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 da. Victories.
Yeah. Pobjede.
And I sense that, I think.
Ja sam to osjetio, ja mislim.
You know, there was a message.
Došla je poruka.
Even though I did not know difference between the truth and facts then.
I premda tada nisam znao razliku između istine i činjenice.
Yet God was speaking to me at my subconscious level.
Ali Bog je tada na moj podsvjesni govorio moje podsvjesti.
Saying I love you.
Govorio je ja te volim.
Don't kill yourself.
Nemoj se ubiti.
The life is more than facts.
Život je više od činjenica.
Here I am.
Ovdje sam.
Who I love you.
Ovdje sam jer vas volim.
I am the source of beauty.
Ja sam izvor ljepote.
I am the origination of the love.
Ja sam izvor ljubavi.
Please don't kill yourself.
Nemojte se ubiti.
Because I love you.
Jer vas volim.
That was probably plead I heard.
To je bila molba koju sam tada čuo.
I think that's why I did not kill myself.
Mislim da se tada nisam, zbog toga nisam ubio.
You know, if I meet Nietzsche tonight.
If
I meet Nietzsche in
Zagreb. Kad bi sada se susreo danas u Zagrebu Nietzschea.
If Nietzsche is sitting here and listening to me.
Kad bi me Nietzsche ovdje sada slušao.
And he will go home listen to the Beethoven.
On bi otišao kući i slušao bi Beethoven.
Then he will never kill himself.
I ne bi se nikada ubio.
I'm sure.
Potpuno sam siguran u to.
Because Nietzsche finally will find the truth of the life.
Jer Nietzsche bi konačno definirao i našao bi životnu istinu.
Because our genes are designed.
Jer naši su geni tako stvoreni.
To be active in the truth.
Da budu aktivni u istini.
In the love.
U ljubavi.
See, truth means truth equals fact plus love.
Jer istina jednako je činjenica plus ljubav.
And this love creates.
A ta ljubav stvara.
See, love is energy.
Dakle, ljubav je energija.
This energy creates meaning.
I ta energija stvara smisao.
Misa. Meaning.
Meaning.
And this love creates a beauty.
I ta ljubav stvara ljepotu.
Ljepotu. So love creates meaning and the beauty.
Dakle, ljubav stvara smisao.
Okay.
I ljepotu.
Okay. Yeah. Isn't the love wonderful?
Nije li ljubav divna?
When you don't know the truth.
Kad ne znate istinu.
Story in
Hvala
the
Zdenko za čašu.
Story in the Bible become meaningless.
Biblijske priče postaju besmislene.
When I was learning about the reading about Bible,
kad sam čitao Bibliju,
one day I opened the Bible.
Jednog dana otvorio sam Bibliju.
I opened the Genesis chapter 9.
Otvorio sam deveto poglavlje knjige Postanka.
And I was beginning to read some very funny dumb story.
I čitao sam neke vrlo smiješne glupave priče.
It was so stupid to me.
Bile su tako glupe.
What was the story?
Koja je bila priča?
It was about story about Noah.
Bila je to pripovijest o Noi.
So after the flood,
nakon potopa,
And Noah planted the vineyard.
Noah je sagradio vinograd.
And then he got the wine.
I dobio je vino.
And as you know, he got so drunk.
I tako se je napio.
Then he, I don't know what he did.
Ne znam što je tada učinio.
But he was sleeping naked.
Ali spavao je gol.
Exposing his that area.
Dakle, one dijelove tijela je pokazivao.
And as you know, he has three sons.
I kao što znate, imao je tri sina.
Right? And the one son, the Ham, the second son.
I drugi sin Ham.
He saw his father's nakedness.
Vidio je golotinju svog oca.
Then he saw that.
To je vidio.
And he went to his brother, older and the younger brothers.
I otišao je do svog starijeg i mlađeg brata.
Shem and Japhet.
Shema i Japhet.
You know. And Japhet. Then he told them.
I rekao im je.
Oh, our father is drunk and naked.
Gle, dođite, naš otac je pijan i go.
So, Shem and Japhet took the clothes.
A Shem i Japhet su uzeli odjeću jednu neku.
They walked backward.
Hodali su prema natraške.
They covered the father's nakedness.
I pokrili su golotinju svog oca.
And they did not see father's nakedness.
I nisu vidjeli očevu golotinju.
And Noah woke up.
A Noah se probudio.
Noah found out what happened.
Shvatio je što se dogodilo.
He was naked.
Bio je gol.
And somebody else covered him.
I netko ga je pokrio.
Then he found out what happened.
I saznao je što se dogodilo.
Then he said,
rekao je,
oh, cursed be Ham, my son.
Budi proklet Hamu.
I said, that's strange.
Nije li to čudno?
What did Ham do wrong?
Pa šta je Ham krivo učinio?
Yeah.
Što?
What did Ham do?
Što je Ham učinio?
Why she should be cursed?
Zašto bi je trebao biti proklet?
I said, what kind of story is this?
Pa kakva je to priča?
What does it really mean?
Što ona stvarno znači?
I know every single Bible story has a meaning.
A znate, svaka pojedinačna priča u Bibliji ima smisao.
Smisao. Meaning.
Smisao, da.
If you don't know the meaning,
ako ne poznate smisao,
you only know the fact.
Poznajete samo činjenice.
But fact alone is powerless.
A same činjenice su bez snage.
You don't feel anything.
Ništa ne osjećate.
What's wrong with Ham?
Što je bilo loše kod Hama?
What is truth?
Što je istina?
Truth is important.
Istina je lažna.
Lažna. Ham did not tell the lie.
Ham nije lagao.
Ham saw his father's nakedness.
Ham je vidio golotinju svog oca.
And Ham told the other people.
I rekao je to drugim ljudima.
He did not tell the lie.
Nije uopće lagao.
Can you tell me what is this?
Što je to? Možete li mi reći?
Fact, that's right.
To su činjenice.
Ham lived a life of fact.
Ham je živio život činjenica.
So Ham did not have love.
Ali Ham nije volio, nije imao ljubavi.
He did not have love for his father.
On nije volio svog oca.
But Shem and Japhet.
Ali Shem i Japhet.
When they heard from Ham.
Kada su čuli od Hama.
And they said, oh, my father.
I rekli su, o, moj oče.
Our father's making mistakes.
Naš otac je pogriješio.
See, Ham exposed the father's mistake.
Ham je, dakle, otkrio njima tu očevu pogrešku.
Right.
Je li tako?
But Shem and Japhet.
A Shem i Japhet.
Oh, our father made a mistake.
Naš otac je pogriješio.
A good father.
Naš dobar otac.
A loving father.
Naš otac pun ljubavi.
Oh, he made a mistake.
He pogriješio je.
Oh, but we don't want to see his nakedness.
Ali mi ne želimo vidjeti njegovu golotinju.
So that's why they took the clothes.
Zbog toga su uzeli pokrivač.
They walked behind, on the backward.
I hodali su prema unazad.
And they covered.
I pokrili su.
And they did not see it.
I nisu vidjeli ništa.
Why?
Zbog čega?
They loved the Father.
Zbog toga jer su voljeli svog oca.
When you love someone,
kada nekoga volite,
you do not look at their mistake.
Ne gledate u njihove pogreške.
Even though they have a problem.
Čak i onda ako postoje problemi,
you do not want to see their problem.
Ne želite vidjeti njihove probleme.
Instead,
umjesto toga,
you want to cover their problem.
Želite sakriti, prekriti te probleme.
Isn't this beautiful story?
Nije li to divna priča?
Wow, my gene, endorphin. See?
Moj endorfin.
See, every Bible study is written to give us this endorphin.
Vidite, svaka biblijska priča je napisana da bi nam dala taj, podstaknula stvaranje tog
endorfina.
Because
every Bible story means how much God loves us.
Jer svaka biblijska priča znači, pokazuje koliko nas Bog voli.
See, today God cannot lick us.
Danas nas Bog ne može lizati.
But God can still send his message.
Ali Bog i dalje može poslati svoju poruku
through the word of God.
Kroz Božju riječ.
Isn't that beautiful?
Nije li to divno?
And I know my gene is licked.
I ja znam da su moji geni polizani.
We are all sinners.
Mi smo svi grešnici.
We are like Noah.
Mi smo kao Noah.
We make mistake.
Griješimo.
Our sins been exposed to God.
Naši grijesi su otkriveni Bogu.
Even though God knows we're sinners.
I premda Bog zna da smo mi griješnici,
he knows we need to be covered.
On zna da mi moramo biti pokriveni.
So I don't think he will come to me.
Ja ne mislim da će on doći do mene.
Face to face.
Licem k licu.
Because if he comes to me face to face.
Jer ako k meni on dođe licem k licu,
I'll be so ashamed myself.
Vrlo bih se stidio.
I'll be busy covering my own sin.
Nastojao bih pokriti svoje grijehe.
But God.
Ali Bog,
who loves me,
koji me voli,
knowing I am a sinner,
znajući da sam ja grešnik,
he approaches me,
približuje mi se,
with a cloth in his hand,
sa ogrtačem u svojim rukama.
What is this cloth?
Što je taj ogrtač?
Which will cover my sin.
Koji će pokriti moje grijehe.
His righteousness. His righteousness and.
I.
Yeah, that's correct answer. And one more answer.
I još jedan. Love. Jesus,
his blood,
njegova krv,
blood of forgiveness,
krv opraštanja,
he takes his righteousness,
on uzima svoju pravednost,
his blood he shed on the cross,
njegova krv je prolivena na križu,
he bring that blood of Jesus to me,
on donosi tu Kristovu krv k meni,
to cover my sin,
da bi me pokrio,
and he will come to me back.
I priči će mi prema natraške.
Why?
Zbog čega?
He knows I'll be so ashamed of myself.
Jer on zna da bi se ja tako stidio sebe.
Then he covers me with the Jesus blood.
I onda me pokriva Kristovom krvlju.
Then he look at my face.
I onda me pogleda u lice.
And he will tell me.
I reći će mi.
Sang Li. You are righteous.
Pravedan si.
Even though I'm a sinner.
Premda si griješnik.
Because he covered me.
Jer me on pokrio.
With his righteousness.
Sa svojom pravednošću.
Therefore I am righteous.
I na taj način ja sam pravedan.
Beautiful message.
Divna vijest.
It has a beauty.
U njoj je ljepota.
It has a love.
U njoj je ljubav.
It has a meaning.
I smisao.
That's why that story is a truth.
Zbog toga je ta priča postala istinom.
And that's why this truth give me my gene, new life.
I ta istina mojim genima daje novi život.
Isn't that beautiful?
Nije li to divna?
I think this is 21st century medicine.
Ja mislim da je to medicina 21. stoljeća.
How much love is important for the genes?
Koliko je ljubav važna za gene?
See, scientific medicine I learned from medical school.
Znanstvenu medicinu naučio sam na fakultetu medicine.
We try the science is trying very hard to remove the love from the science.
Znanstvenici jako pokušavaju ukloniti ljubav iz znanosti.
But it is time now.
Ali došlo je vrijeme
to make this scientific fact truth.
Da došlo je vrijeme da ove znanstvene činjenice učinimo istinom.
By accepting love back to the facts.
Primanjem ljubavi i dovođenjem ljubavi činjenica.
Then it will be truly healing medicine.
Tada će to postati zaista medicina izlječenja.
Why?
Zbog čega?
Because our gene can only be healed.
I zato jer naši geni mogu biti jedino izlječeni
with love.
Ljubavlju.
Isn't that interesting?
Nije li to interesantno?
So, now how to repair the gene?
Kako onda popraviti gene?
The gene is definitely repaired by love.
Sigurno je da gene popravlja ljubav.
Just like a gene is activated by love.
Isto tako kao što je gen aktiviran ljubavlju.
See, gene cannot be really repaired.
Gen se ne može stvarno popraviti.
When there is no love.
Ako nema ljubav.
Also, gene cannot be repaired.
Gen ne može se popraviti.
When gene is not protected from oxygen free radical.
Ako ga ne zaštitimo od slobodnih kisikovih radikala.
See, if oxygen free radical keep on coming and hit the gene.
Ako oni će neprestano dolaziti i oštećivati gen.
And oxygen free radical keep on damage the gene like this.
I ako na ovaj način oni će oštećivati gene.
When gene can be repaired?
Kada bi onda gen mogao biti popravljen?
See, for you to be healed.
Za vas da bi se izliječili.
In other words, for your gene to be repaired.
Na drugi način rečeno da bi se ispravili, popravili vaši geni.
Your gene must be protected from oxygen free radical first.
Prvo što mora se gen zaštititi od slobodnih kisikovih radikala.
Right? Yes.
Nije li tako?
Okay, where is this oxygen free radical coming from now?
Odakle sada ti kisikovi radikali dolaze?
You already learned that the oxygen free radical is generated in the cell.
Već ste naučili da se oni stvaraju u stanici.
When you're angry,
kad ste ljuti,
when you hate,
kada
you
mrzite,
someone, when you're worried, afraid,
kad ste zabrinuti, preplašeni,
when you become critical,
kada ste kritički raspoloženi.
And also
i,
when you eat too much.
A stvaraju se i kada previše jedete.
No wonder, you know, the Bible says gluttony is a sin.
Nije čudo što Biblija kaže da je proždrljivost grijeh.
I said, why gluttony is sin, you know?
Zašto bi proždrljivost bila grijeh?
You know, so I eat a lot of food.
A ja jedem puno hrane.
Why is that sin?
Pa zašto bi to bilo grijeh?
Now I know.
Sada znam.
If you eat too much food.
Ako previše jedete.
Then your cell have to generate too much oxygen free radical.
Tada vaše stanice moraju stvarati previše slobodnih kisikovih radikala.
Then this too much oxygen free radical will damage the gene.
I tada će oni oštetiti gene.
When your gene is damaged,
a kad je gen,
your gene cannot receive the signal coming from God.
A kada je gen oštećen, on ne može primati signale od Boga.
So you are being separated.
Na taj način postajete odvojeni
from God
od Boga
by oxygen free radical.
Slobodni kisikovi radikali vas razdvajaju od Boga.
See, sin is not just a moral sin.
Grijeh nije samo moralni problem.
Even though you are not wrong,
premda možda niste u krivu
morally at all,
možda ste moralno potpuno ispravni,
you can sin.
Možete griješiti.
Just by eating too much.
Već na taj način da prekomjerno jedete.
So it is sin is against the life.
Grijeh je protiv života.
Sin is anti-life principle.
To je protuživotni princip.
Separation from life.
On je odvajanje od života.
Separation from God.
Odvajanje od Boga.
Who is life.
Od Boga koji je život.
That's why it is important to understand.
Zato je važno da shvatimo.
God, in other words, God does not want you to die.
Da, važno, Bog ne želi za vas da umrete.
God wants you to live.
Bog želi da živite.
So eating too much generates oxygen free radical.
Dakle, prekomjerno uzimanje hrane stvara kisikove radikale.
And at the same time,
i u isto vrijeme,
when you work too hard,
kada previše radite,
then you generate oxygen free
radical. I tada se stvaraju ti kisikovi radikali.
Too much work without resting.
Kada previše radite bez odmora.
And too much exercise.
I kada prekomjerno vježbate.
Someone is looking at someone, I don't know why.
Ne znam zašto pogledavate se međusobno.
Yeah. And so it is so you can see here.
Dakle, ovdje možemo vidjeti
you need to protect your genes
da je potreba da zaštitimo naše gene
from oxygen free radicals.
Od slobodnih kisikovih radikala.
And there is another way.
A postoji još jedan način.
You can eat too much oxygen free radical.
Možete i jesti previše slobodnih kisikovih radikala.
You can never have too much oxygen by breathing oxygen in the air.
Može se dogoditi da nikad nemate previše kisika udisanjem iz zraka.
So you can try right now.
Možete sada pokušati. Duboko dišite.
Trying to take too much oxygen in.
Pokušajte udahnuti previše kisika.
Is it possible?
Da li je to moguće?
After 30 seconds.
Nakon 30 sekundi počne vam se vrtiti.
You'll be passing out. See?
Otići ćete.
Yeah, because you can't breathe anymore.
Jer više ne možete moći disati.
So don't worry about oxygen by breathing.
Nemojte se brinuti da ćete dobiti previše kisika disanjem.
But today people eat too much oxygen.
Ali danas ljudi s hranom uzimaju previše slobodnih kisikovih radikala.
How?
Na koji način?
By eating very oily fatty food.
Jedenjem vrlo masne hrane.
Because oxygen in the air love to oxidize the oil and the fat.
Jer kisik iz zraka voli oksidirati ulje i masti.
Especially
naročito
when food is cooked in high temperature.
Naročito kada se hrana kuha na visokim temperaturama.
What kind of food is that?
Koja je to vrsta hrane?
Food is cooked in oil in high temperature.
Da se hrana kuha u ulju na visokim temperaturama.
Too much fat in high temperature.
Puno masti na visokim temperaturama. You understand? Chips, fast food.
Yeah, chips, fast food, yeah. Fried food.
Pržena hrana.
Yeah. McDonald's hamburger.
McDonald's hamburgeri.
Do you have a McDonald's in Zagreb?
Ima li te?
Yeah. And the French fries, right?
I pommes frites, krumpir.
Potato is a wonderful food.
Krumpir je divna stvar.
But when you fry the potato,
ali kada ga pržite
in oil,
u ulju,
that heated oil combines oxygen in there.
To vruće ulje kombinira se sa kisikom iz
and this oxygen-free radical is the biggest enemy to the genes.
A ti slobodni kisikovi radikali su najjači neprijatelj gena.
So if woman wants to have a good skin,
ako žena želi imati dobar tonus kože,
why people have bad skin? Skin gets too old, too fast.
Zašto koža prebrzo stari?
Because the genes in the skin cell become damaged too much.
Jer su geni u koži prekomjerno oštećeni.
So that's why if you are angry,
zbog toga kada ste ljutiti,
depressed,
depresivni,
your complexion become bad.
Vaš izraz lica postaje loš.
All women knows that.
Sve žene to znaju.
Because your genes in the skin cell become damaged.
Jer se vaši geni u koži oštećuju.
And skin cell dies.
I koža izumire.
And gets older fast.
I brže stari.
Because oxygen-free radical really stimulates aging process.
Dakle, slobodni kisikovi radikali stvarno stimuliraju proces starenja.
So it is very important to have your genes protected from the oxygen free.
Dakle, vrlo je važno da se geni, da geni budu zaštićeni od slobodnih kisikovih radikala.
And also oxygen free radical is a basic cause of the cancer.
A slobodni kisikovi radikali su osnovni uzrok raka.
How many percentage of adult men smoke in
Koliki postotak odraslih muškaraca puši u Hrvatskoj?
I've been to in Greece.
35-37%.
Not too bad.
Nije previše loše.
I was in Greece.
Bio sam u Grčkoj.
Wow, everybody smokes.
Svi puše.
I was in Hong Kong.
Bio sam u Hong Kongu.
Everybody smokes.
Svi puše.
90%.
90%.
In Korea.
U Koreji.
90% adult male smoke.
90% odraslih puši.
I think in America.
U Sjedinjenim
Državama. About 25%.
Oko 25%.
35% in Croatia, not too bad.
35% nije previše loše.
Okay, people know the smoking cigarette has a lot to do with the development of lung cancer.
Dakle, poznato je da pušenje doprinosi nastanku raka pluća.
Obviously, statistically speaking, the more smoking and the more lung cancer.
Dakle, statistički gledano, više pušenja znači više oboljevanja od raka.
But you know,
ali
you know,
vi znate,
you know that some people who smokes 3 packs a day do not have lung cancer.
Ali znate da neki ljudi koji puše i 60 cigareta ne dobivaju rak pluća.
In the meantime, a person who never smoked any cigarette.
A može se dogoditi da netko koji nikad nije pušio oboli.
Have lung cancer.
Oboli od raka pluća.
Why?
Zbog čega?
So cigarette smoking alone is not the only factor.
Zbog toga jer samo pušenje nije jedini faktor.
In lung cancer.
Koji dovodi do raka.
Why there can be such an exception there?
Zašto onda postoje takve iznimke?
It's due to the oxidative radical.
To je posljedica slobodnih kisikovih radikala.
Even though you smoke very much, 3-4 packs a day.
Ako i pušiš puno, 3-4 kutije cigareta dnevno.
If you're a happy person.
Ako si sretan.
And they are healthier.
And
they are healthier people.
To, sretni ljudi su i zdraviji ljudi.
Even though you never smoke.
I čak i ako nikad ne pušiš.
Smoking is bad.
Jer pušenje je loše.
And you're angry all the time.
A čitavo vrijeme si ljut.
You're worried all the time.
Čitavo zabrinut.
You're being critical.
Stalno nešto kritiziraš.
People who are factual are being very critical people.
Ljudi koji su činjenični ljudi su vrlo kritički.
You know, in the church we have lots of many hams.
Many?
Hams. The second son of Noah.
Aha, u našoj crkvi imamo puno hamova.
Right. People come to pastor.
Ljudi dolaze, prođu, prolaze
pastor.
Pastoru.
I saw with my two eyes.
Vidio sam svojim očima.
That person was doing bad things.
Ta osoba radila je loše stvari.
And this person begin to tell the pastor.
I ta osoba počinje to govoriti.
And other people.
I pastoru i drugim ljudima.
They are not telling the lie.
Oni ne lažu.
They are only telling the facts.
Ali govore samo činjenice.
Without love.
Bez ljubavi.
That's not true.
To nije istina.
They say, I am not lying.
Oni kažu, ja ne lažem.
Not lying is not enough for God.
Ali za Boga ne lagati nije dovoljno.
God wants us to love one another.
Bog želi, hoće da mi ljubimo jedan drugoga.
God wants us to love one another.
On hoće da volimo jedan drugoga.
So our genes can be alive.
Da bi naši geni oživjeli.
So the oxygen free radical is so much problem.
Dakle, ti slobodni kisikovi radikali stvaraju dosta problema.
It's the basic culprit of the aging.
Oni su basic.
Yeah, basic problem in aging.
Oni su glavni problem kod starenja.
And it's a basic problem in cancer development.
I oni su glavni problem kod u nastanku raka.
And it's a basic problem in atherosclerosis.
Oni su glavni problem u nastanku ateroskleroze.
This oxygen-free radical is really the biggest enemy of the human being.
Oni su doista danas najveći ljudski neprijatelj.
I guess Satan really wants us to have oxygen-free radical.
Dakle, mislim da Sotona stvarno želi da mi imamo puno slobodnih kisikovih radikala.
Look at the teenagers today.
Pogledajte teenagere.
All day long they are doing oxygen-free radical parties.
Cijelo vrijeme oni stvaraju pakete zapravo tih kisikovih radikala.
Everything is fried.
Sve što jedu je prženo.
French fries.
Pommes frites.
Potato chips.
Chips.
Corn chips.
Pizza.
Why pizza?
Zašto pizza?
So cheese has very high fat content.
Zbog toga što sir ima vrlo velike količine masti.
And they shred.
I narežu ga još.
Cheese. And then, you know, by shredding you expose air contact surface.
Mrvljenjem sira stvara se veća površina.
Yeah, so much. So, when pizza, the cheese is heated in the oven.
Tako da kada sir bude zagrijan u pečnici.
And so much oxygen is combined.
Dolazi u kontakt sa puno kisika.
To the fat in the cheese.
I dolazi kisik u taj sir.
So what kind of food we should eat?
Prema tome, kakvu hranu onda trebamo jesti?
But you know what, I love pizza myself.
Ja jako volim pizzu.
Yeah. Even though I know pizza is bad.
Čak i premda znam da je pizza loša.
Why?
Zašto?
Pizza is very meaningful food.
Meaningful?
Yeah, meaningful.
Zato jer je pizza vrlo, jelo sa puno smisla.
Because my children loved pizza.
Jer moja djeca vole pizzu.
And I... When my children were very small,
kad su moja djeca bila vrlo mala,
we buy pizza,
kupovali smo pizzu,
and we had a really enjoyable time.
I imali smo vrlo, provodili smo vrlo lijepo vrijeme zajedno.
So whenever I look at pizza,
kad god pogledam u pizzu,
I still being, you know, I'm attracted.
Još uvijek me ona privlači.
And I'm not attracted to the oxygen-free radical in the pizza.
Naravno da me ne privlače slobodni radikali kisika.
I'm attracted to the love inside the pizza.
Nego me privlači ljubav koja je u toj pici.
The meaning of the pizza.
Smisao te pice.
It's very interesting.
Vrlo interesantno.
I wish we can combine, you know, good thing and the love together.
Mislim da možemo dobre stvari i ljubav povezati.
But unfortunately,
ali nažalost,
we combine the bad thing with the good thing.
Mi povezujemo Vi povezujemo loše stvari sa ljubavlju.
Sometimes I'm in the mood for the pizza.
Nekad mi se baš jede picu.
And I eat pizza.
I jedem picu.
Sometimes I suffer.
A nekada i patim zbog toga.
I don't feel good.
Ne osjećam se dobro.
And I regret.
I žalim.
And I say sorry to God.
I kažem Bogu oprosti.
You understand.
Svačate to.
He will never say, send me, you had a pizza.
On nikad mi neće predbaciti što sam jeo pizzu.
I think we're weak. Huh? We're not strong.
Mislim da smo slabi, nismo jaki.
And unless we have that love of God,
i ukoliko nemamo božansku ljubav,
who comes to us backward,
koji ide prema nama natraške,
to cover us,
koji nas pokriva,
to cover our mistakes,
koji pokriva naše grijehe,
I don't think we can really live.
Mislim da nećemo moći živjeti.
That's why Paul says,
zato je Pavao rekao,
righteous shall live by faith alone.
Pravednici će živjeti samo od vjere.
Really, we just have to trust how much he loves.
Mi moramo vjerovati koliko nas
voli. I'm not condoning you to sin, really.
Ne predbacujem vam što griješite.
So, we need to protect our gene from this oxygen-free radical.
Dakle, mi moramo zaštititi naše gene od tih slobodnih kisikovih radikala.
How can we do that?
A kako to možemo učiniti?
See, this is why God gave us fruits and vegetables.
Zbog toga nam je Bog dao voće i povrće.
Because oxygen-free radical, because fruits and vegetables, that's really important food.
Jer su voće i povrće važna hrana.
You know what is the most important chemicals which protect your gene from oxygen-free radicals?
Znate li koje su kemikalije, zapravo glavne kemikalije koje štite vaše gene od kisikovih radikala?
This chemical, this very important chemical,
to su vrlo važni spojevi,
which protects your gene from oxygen-free radical.
Koji štite gene od radikala.
Scientists call antioxidant.
Zovu se antioksidansi.
Yeah. Antioksidant. And what is antioxidant?
Što su antioksidanti?
I think if God knew
da je Bog znao
this anger, hatred,
taj gnjev, tu mržnju,
that causes oxygen radical,
da ona stvara slovo kisikove radikale,
then he should prepare, he should be prepared.
On je morao na to biti spreman.
To give us antioxidant. Right?
Morao je biti spreman da nam da antioksidanse.
The most important antioxidant is
you have another folder.
Yeah. The most important antioxidant is
najvažniji antioksidant je
is vitamin C.
Vitamin C.
Vitamin C. Vitamin C is only available in the plants.
A vitamina C ima samo u
biljkama, in the plant food.
U hrani od biljaka.
Like a fruit.
Kao što je voće.
Vegetables.
Povrće.
Corns.
Žitarice.
Pumpkins.
Bundeve.
In potatoes.
Krumpiri i tako dalje.
Any kind of plant food has vitamin C. Plenty of vitamin C.
Svaka biljna hrana ima puno vitamina C.
Tonight I had very good potato dish.
Danas imam vrlo dobar objed od krumpira.
I was very surprised at my cook tonight.
Vrlo sam kuhar koja mi je spremio to je vrlo sam me iznenadio.
When I met her,
kad sam ju sreo,
This afternoon,
ovog popodneva,
I was kind of disappointed
bio sam malo razočaran,
because I found out she is a doctor.
Jer sam shvatio da je ona liječnik.
I never met any doctor cooking good.
A nikad nisam sreo doktoricu koja dobro kuha.
But it was dinner table prepared.
Ali ona je pripremila večeru.
She cooked brown rice,
smeđu rižu,
with the green peas,
sa graškom,
yeah. And she cooked the potato with the parsley,
krumpir sa parsley, ječmom, peršunom.
And she cooked the eggplant,
patlidžan,
with some other stuff,
sa nekim drugim stvarima unutra.
It was so good.
Bilo jako dobro.
You know, we are troublemakers, really.
Mi smo zapravo troublemakeri, pravimo probleme.
Because anybody invite us to stay,
kada nas netko pozove da kod njega boravimo,
they have a problem in cooking.
Imaju problema što ćemo mi jesti.
They don't know what to cook.
Ne znaju što bi kuhali.
Because we don't eat meat.
Jer ne jedemo meso.
And because we want to avoid oxygen free radicals.
Jer i nastojimo izbjeći slobodne kisikove radikale.
So as soon as I got to the Ivan's home,
i kad sam došao u Ivanov dom,
and the first thing I requested was fruit.
I prvu stvar koju sam vidio je voće.
Because I should, because I was expecting lots of oxygen free radical coming in from food in the dinner time.
Jer očekivao sam da će biti puno slobodnih kisikovih radikala za večeru.
So I said, please give us some fruit.
I rekao sam, molim vas, dajte nam malo voća.
So she gave us some cherries.
Dali su nam trešnje.
And apples.
Jabuke.
So we ate.
I jeli smo to.
So then I said, now my stomach is prepared for the oxygen-free radical coming.
I tada sam rekao, moj želudac je spreman prihvatiti slobodne kisikove radikale.
Because we're going to eat bad food now.
Jer ćemo sada loše jesti.
Doctor's food.
Liječničku hranu.
But food was wonderful.
Ali hrana je bila divna.
I didn't leave anything on dishes.
Ništa nisam ostavio na tanjuru.
And my wife did not leave anything on dishes.
Niti moja supruga nije ništa ostavila.
Very good food.
Jako dobra hrana.
I don't know whether Ivan enjoyed.
Ne znam da li je to Ivan u tome uživao.
But for us it was a superb food.
Ali za nas je to bila vrhunska hrana.
You know, potato.
Krumpir. Krumpir.
Krumpir.
Yeah.
It's very cheap.
On je vrlo jeftin.
Very good food.
A vrlo dobar.
Because it has so much vitamin C.
Jer ima jako puno C vitamina.
And everybody is worried about vitamin C. When you cook, it's going to be destroyed.
I svi se brinu da kada se kuhate, da će se taj vitamin razgraditi.
Which is true in the leafy vegetables.
što je istina u listnatom ovom
like cabbages and spinaches
povrću.
Even though they have lots of vitamins,
zelje, i premda oni imaju puno C vitamina.
But when you boil them in the hot water,
i kad ih dinstate u vrućoj vodi, kuhate,
the vitamin C is destroyed.
C vitamin bude razgrađen
and washed out in the water.
I ispran u vodu.
Yeah. But potato.
Ali krumpir.
There's so much vitamin C.
On ima toliko mnogo vitamina C.
Even though you cook them.
Čak kada ga i kuhate.
You can only destroy 40% of vitamin C.
Možete razgraditi svega 40% tog vitamina.
Very good.
Što je vrlo dobro.
Pumpkins.
Bundeve.
Corns.
Žitarice.
Yeah, and the sweet potatoes.
Slatki krumpir.
Vitamin C.
Vitamin C je u tome.
Good antioxidant.
Vrlo dobar antioksidant.
Then there's another one called the beta carotene.
Zatim postoji još jedan koji se zove beta karoten.
Beta carotene becomes vitamin A in your body.
On se pretvara u našem tijelu E vitamin. A or A?
A.
A vitamin.
Yeah. And so this beta carotene is only existing in plant food too.
A on postoji samo u biljnoj hrani.
You eat meat, you don't have beta carotene.
Ako jedete meso, nećete dobiti beta
carotene. You eat meat, you don't have vitamin C.
Ako jedete meso, nećete dobiti C vitamin.
The most important nutrient in the food is antioxidant.
Najvažniji the most important
nutrient,
najvažniji nutritiv u hrani je antioksidans.
But these are all existing in the plant food.
A oni postoje samo u biljnoj hrani.
Very important.
Vrlo važno.
So beta carotene is in the vegetable and fruits, whatever is colored with a little bit of yellow color.
Od njega se nalazi u svakoj biljnoj hrani koja ima i malo žute boje.
Anything a little bit yellow.
Sve što ima nešto žuto.
There are two kind of potatoes, right?
A postoje dvije vrste krumpira.
There's a yellow krumpira.
Postoji žuti krumpir.
There's a white krumpira.
I bijeli krumpir.
So yellow krumpira has a beta carotene.
Žuti krumpir ima beta karotena.
And the sweet potato.
A slatki krumpir.
Slatki krumpir. Has many, many beta carotene.
Ima jako puno beta karotena.
Pumpkins.
Bundeve.
So much beta carotene.
Puno karotena.
Carrots.
Mrkve.
So, there's in the nature.
U prirodi.
God prepared.
Bog je pripravio.
All these vitamin C and beta carotene.
Taj vitamin C i beta karoten.
And then another antioxidant.
I još jedan antioksidans je E vitamin.
Yeah. And this is available in the wholesome grain.
I on je prisutan u nekim zrnima.
She cooked tonight brown rice instead of white rice.
Danas je kuhala nam smeđu rižu.
Yeah. What is difference?
Koja je razlika?
But this is original rice.
Ovo je originalno zrno riže.
This is rice.
To je riža.
The rice has a germ.
A ona ima jednu klicu.
So even in bread you eat so much.
I ako jedete kruh.
There's white bread.
Postoji bijeli kruh.
And there's brown bread.
I postoji crni kruh.
Brown bread is made from this whole wheat.
On je pečen od tog punog zrna.
A whole wheat has wheat germs.
To puno zrno imate klice u sebi.
This wheat germ and the rice germ has lots of vitamin E.
Te klice imaju puno E vitamina.
Yeah. So tonight,
dakle,
I had all this.
Sve ovo danas sam pojeo.
Very good food.
Vrlo dobra hrana.
And now I can get mad at my wife a little bit.
I sad se mogu razljutiti na moju ženu malo.
Because now I am lots of antioxidants.
Jer u sebi imam puno oksidansa, antioksidansa.
Even though I get mad at my wife tonight.
Čak i ako se razljutim na svoju ženu.
I generate some antioxidant free radical in myself.
I stvaram slobodne kisikove radikale.
All this vitamin C and beta carotene, vitamin E.
Svi ovi vitamini će
will protect my gene.
Će štititi moje gene.
And we can fight tonight.
I danas večeras se možemo svađati.
Oh, that's a joke.
To je bila šala.
See, this is why God prepared this kind of wonderful antioxidant food in the nature.
Dakle, to je razlog zašto je Bog pripremio za nas tu hranu bogatu antioksidansima u prirodi.
You know what?
Ali znate li što?
It's not just God prepared antioxidant.
On nije samo pripremio antioksidanse.
He made everything.
Stvorio je sve.
Beautiful.
Sve je stvorio divno.
Beautiful.
Divno.
And everything look like this.
I sve izgleda tako.
See, your peaches look like this.
Vaše breskve tako izgleda.
Apple look like this.
Jabuka.
Even the pumpkin.
Čak i bundeva.
But somehow it looked like this.
Ima oblik srca.
Everything. We ate some cherries.
I kad jedemo trešnje.
Strawberries.
Jagode.
Everybody, everything means he loves us.
Sve znači ja vas volim.
Just don't eat cherry alone.
Samo nemojte jesti same trešnje.
Don't eat peach alone.
Nemojte jesti pizza.
Peach,
peach. Breskve zajedno.
What I'm trying to tell you is,
ono što vam pokušavam reći,
don't eat the fact alone.
Nemojte jesti same činjenice.
Eat the beauty.
Jedite ljepotu.
Eat the meaning.
Jedite smisao.
God is trying to tell us the message.
Bog nam pokušava reći jednu poruku.
I love you.
Volim vas.
And enjoy the smell.
I uživajte u mirisu.
Smells good.
Dobro to miriše.
You know. And I think love is in Trinity.
Ja mislim da postoji trojnost ljubavi.
Love can be visual.
Ljubav se može vidjeti.
And love can be tasteable.
Ona se može okusiti.
And love should be touchable.
I može se dotaknuti.
And when I have when I hold a peach in my hand,
i kad držim breskvu u svojoj ruci,
I can see,
mogu vidjeti
how much God loves me.
Koliko me Bog voli.
Then I smell.
Tada ju mirišem.
Ah, love smells like this.
Lijepo miriše taj, drag mi je taj miris.
Then I eat.
I kad ju jedem.
Love tastes like this.
Volim taj okus.
But most of all,
ali najviše od svega,
love look like this.
I on ima takav izgled.
You know, in this world, in this life,
u ovom svijetu, u ovom životu,
we are not just living the fact.
Mi ne živimo samo činjenicu.
God made everything beautiful.
Bog je sve divno stvorio.
And meaningful.
I smisleno.
I think it is a great life.
Mislim da je veliki život.
When we open up our eyes.
Kada otvorimo oči.
Toward the truth.
Kada govorimo istinu.
Not just the facts.
A ne samo činjenice.
Then we'll be able to see God.
Jer tada ćemo biti u prilici vidjeti Boga.
Who loves us.
Koji nas voli.
Then life will be truthful.
I tada će život postati istinit.
Then in the truth.
Excuse me.
Then in that truth.
I tada u toj istini.
In that love of God.
U toj Božjoj ljubavi.
Our gene will be dancing.
Naši geni će plesati.
And we'll be healthy and happy.
I mi ćemo biti zdraviji i sretniji.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.